BeastBeavers.com here with Mike Boshi, head men's basketball coach here at Bemidji State. Mike, coming off your first loss, do you even remember what that is like? In nine games, you're home after four games on the road. Minot State Friday, you marry Saturday. Nothing is a guarantee in this league. What does Minot State bring? You guys just saw them a few weeks ago, but what do they bring? What do you need to get a win on Friday?
Well, they're really good offensively, a lot of skilled players. They drive the basketball really well, trying to get to the free throw line. That's a huge concern for us. You know, last time we played them, they got out to a really good start on us. It wasn't a game where, you know, I think both teams defended very well. It was more of an offensive game, and, you know, we needed to outscore them. Unfortunately, we were able to do that, but it's going to be a great challenge for us, and, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to the challenge.
Saturday, team in UMary, that was another battle 2 weeks ago. What do they bring? What do you need to do to get a win on Saturday as well?
Well, Mary's really athletic, probably one of the more athletic teams we face all year. A really good low post player that we couldn't guard. I'm not sure how many points he had, but it was probably pretty close to 30. And, you know, we tried different things on him, but he was able to produce and be really efficient. You know, the perimeter guys, if they knock down threes or knock down perimeter shots, they'll be really difficult to go with him inside. You know, hopefully, again, our guys can rise to the challenge, be good offensively, share the basketball, move the ball, and, you know, work well together.
We've talked about, you know, eight game win streak. It's nice to win games like that and do that, but we've talked about you don't win championships by winning, you know, eight game winning streak in January. It's February now. There's six games left in conference. Is this the time where you start tightening things up and really focusing on making that playoff run?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think all year long we've done a good job of just staying in the moment and, you know, concentrating on the next game that we play. And I think that just needs to continue doing. I think our guys need to be willing to learn and improve. And, you know, because after every game we look at film, we show them the areas that we need to improve. And sometimes you have teams where they're reluctant to learn and make the changes necessary, and sometimes you have teams that they're willing to, and hopefully this is one of those teams that's willing to make the change, willing to continue learning throughout the year, continue to grow as a group of players, and stay focused on the task at hand, which is just the next game.
Mike, thanks and good luck.
All right, thank you.